All right.
Well, thanks, Linda, for taking time to talk with me today. Will you tell us a little bit about yourself and the district you work for?
Okay. I am a retired elementary school principal. I spent 30 years in Loudoun County Public Schools in Virginia. We are a growing county. We open several schools every year. This coming fall, we'll be opening another high school and an elementary school.
Wow.
And I've been retired for several years, but I go back and help out in our personnel department with our substitutes in training them for working in the classroom with our students.
Excellent. And now tell us a little bit about the training you provide for your substitute teachers.
Okay, once a applicant has been accepted as a substitute, they come to a training slash orientation. And if they had a license for teaching or have a current one, they come to the orientation. If they don't, they do take our online training and assessment, which is based on the study handbook. But at our training itself, we actually do a lot of modeling for them of teaching strategies in our workshop orientation, so that we incorporate the use of the Promethean board, which they're expected to be able to use as a substitute. And we engage the substitutes as soon as they arrive with an opening activity that they can use in the classroom if the teacher that they are subbing for that day has not left them an opening activity, because we do believe that substitutes engaging students as soon as they walk into the classroom will make for a more productive day for them.
Absolutely.
And this opening activity is the tent card, where they come in and they put their name on it, and then in each corner they're asked to put a bit of information. Mm. What we ask them to do is to put their favorite football team, their favorite subject, where they were born, and their favorite food. And then once that's completed and we start our orientation, then we talk about the importance of calling students by their name and learning to pronounce their names. And then they have these cards so that they can call on students to engage them throughout the day. Also, we use that information or show them different ways that they can use the information that has been gathered on that card, just in case they might have some downtime, because a teacher may have left a lesson plan that he or she says it's going to take an hour to do, and the sub only takes 45 minutes. So
right.
They have that, you know, fill-in activity. So we talk about how they can do some graphing, they can do some map skills, you know, finding another person in the class that has something on their card that's the same as yours, those types of things that we talk about. We then use a brainstorming activity where we divide our substitutes into groups, and they take on a role of a teacher, a parent, a student, or a principal, and ask them to list the expectations of that group of people for a substitute in their school that day. And this way, we really are engaging the substitutes. They're not just listening to us. They're actually actively involved in everything that's going on during the training.
Mm-hmm.
And this group, when they do this brainstorming activity, then we have group discussions about their expectations. And it really brings in a lot of things that we want to bring up, but they really have done it first for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we end up talking about professionalism, their dress, their attitude, their responsibilities, confidentiality, classroom management, safety, and you know, just a lot of things that involve throughout the day as they're subbing in a classroom.
Excellent.
Another thing that we model for them is the concept map. As we're talking about different things, when we talk about classroom management, we use a concept map and talk about, you know, keeping students on task and engaging them and all the different aspects of classroom management. We also use that concept map when we're talking about teaching strategies and giving them examples of different teaching strategies too, and talk about how they can use that concept map really in any grade level, any subject area, for an activity that the teacher has left for them to do.
Great.
And we also encourage, because we do our training with licensed teachers also,
mm-hmm.
and non-licensed teachers. We do encourage those teachers to really share with the others in the group some experiences that they've had, ideas or suggestions, so that they can have a successful experience in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
As part of our Promethean board training, some of our schools have what's called active vote, and that's where teachers can put quizzes into the Promethean board, and the students have an active vote remote, and that's how they answer the questions.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually do that with our substitutes, too. At twice during the orientation, what we do is we ask questions based on things that we've talked about and let them then put in their choice of answer. And then, of course, talk about it if there's some that maybe didn't choose the correct answer.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do offer them a chance to come up and do it themselves, too, if they would like to come up and actually go through a question so that they get the idea of where to, you know, click on the board and all,
mm-hmm.
just to give them just a little bit of practice. We also, with that, when we take our break, we show them how to use the tool for the timer, because students like to be timed,
sure.
And so they get to learn that too. So, you know, there's a lot of things that we're incorporating, and especially the fact that we're doing a lot of modeling for them during that time. And we do have a resource nurse come in,
mm-hmm.
that gives them a hands-on EpiPen training.
Oh, great.
And then also talks about medical issues that we have in our schools at this time, and, you know, when to send students to clinic, when not to, you know, what to look for if you have a child that's diabetic, those types of things. So it's a very good hands-on with that information, too.
Well, what feedback, Linda, have you received from your substitute teachers for your training?
We get a lot of good feedback. We do an evaluation at the end of the orientation. We send it to them by email, and they send it back, and we get very good responses of, this makes me feel more comfortable, I got to see, you know, strategies being modeled, now I feel like I can use them.
Mm-hmm.
And we get good feedback from our principals, too, that substitutes seem to be more prepared, those that, you know, weren't teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Even the teachers will reply back that, you know, this is a good review for me, this was great, you know, those types of things.
Excellent. Now, what suggestions do you have for other districts who are looking to implement a face-to-face training?
I think they need to look at talking to their principals. We did do a survey of our principals prior to my changing some of this orientation and putting more instructional into the orientation. And they gave us feedback on the areas that they felt that substitutes were weak or that they needed to improve in. So I think looking at those, plus you can talk to teachers, too. We have talked to some teachers to see what, you know, they feel are the needs of substitutes.
Great. All right. Well, Linda, thanks for taking your time to visit with me today.